Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, October 25th. The municipality of Kincardine says it is offering its apologies and support to the Lake Huron Fishing Club after 10,000 fish were lost from the club's brown and rainbow trout hatchery in a water main incident. A construction crew was working along Huron Terrace in Kincardine when it struck an unmapped water main on the morning of October 15th, which caused a loss of water supply for a period of time. Fishing Club Vice President Mike Hahn says that water supply is critical for the fish, and the reaction had to be swift to save as many as they could.
Some volunteers, my wife being one of them, Kathy Hahn, she got in touch with the fire department, and they immediately dispatched a pumper truck down, and we started pumping water into the hatchery. Otherwise, we would have lost a lot more than that.
10,000 fish is about 10% of their stock, according to Hahn. Meanwhile, the consultant and the contractor involved with the construction, as well as the municipality of Kincardine, have each agreed to make a $2,000 donation towards the hatchery, totaling $6,000. Hahn says the support is very much appreciated by the club. In a good year, the Lake Huron Fishing Club can put as many as 250,000 fish into Lake Huron for anglers to catch. A developer that had plans to construct a 328-unit subdivision in Owen Sound's East End has sold its property to another builder. Bayshore Broadcasting News has learned Bremont Homes sold a vacant 33.5-acre lot north of 8th Street East near the Owen Sound Regional Hospital to Barry's Construction for $6 million. The transaction closed on September 14th. Bremont Homes received draft plan approval from City Council in 2019 for a proposed mixed residential development. The Vaughan-based company had been marketing the planned Owen Sound subdivision as Telfer Creek. Owen Sound's manager of planning and heritage, Amy Kahn, says in the event of new ownership, a new landowner has the option to continue with the fulfillment of the draft plan conditions and to pursue final subdivision approval. Bayshore Broadcasting News reached out to Barry's Construction for more information about its plans for the property, but did not receive a response prior to publication time. The town of Hanover has received its first quarterly payment from the Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corporation for hosting Gateway Casinos since gaming centres reopened in the province. OLG recently issued Hanover its second quarter non-tax gaming revenue payment of about $310,000. Playtime Casino Hanover reopened on July 16th when Ontario entered Step 3 of its reopening plan. Since February 2001, Hanover has received almost $20 million in non-tax gaming revenue. OLG makes payments to host municipalities using a prescribed formula consistently applied across all sites in Ontario. Briefly in business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 68 points, the Dow Jones is up 64 points, our dollar is trading at 80.74 U.S. cents, down 12 one-hundredths of a cent, and the price of oil is 83.60, down 16 cents a barrel. Taking a look at sports in the National Hockey League, 7 games tonight, including the Toronto Maple Leafs at Carolina to face the Hurricanes. The Leafs are coming off a 7-1 loss at the hands of the Pittsburgh Penguins. Former Leaf netminder Frederik Andersen is expected to start for Carolina against his former team. Game time is 7 tonight. In the National Basketball Association, 9 games tonight, including the Toronto Raptors hosting the Chicago Bulls. The Bulls are off to a 3-0 start and sit atop the Eastern Conference. The Raptors have a win and 2 losses early in the season. Game time is 7:30. In the NFL, the New Orleans Saints visit the Seattle Seahawks. In the CFL, the Ottawa Redblacks have released general manager Marcel Desjardins. Desjardins had been with the Redblacks for 8 years as general manager of the franchise and is the only general manager in team history, having been hired by the expansion team in 2013. Assistant general manager Jeremy Snyder will take over on an interim basis. The World Series begins tomorrow night in Houston. The MLB American League champion Houston Astros will face the National League champion Atlanta Braves. You can find all the scores and schedules posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Stay tuned. The weather forecast is coming up next.